All right, Tommy, thoughts on that? It was a good game. Are you as happy with the result?
I'm not sure if I would say we're happy with the result. I agree with you. It was a good game, I'm sure, for the people in Finn Park. They enjoyed the game. There's lots of chances in the game, lots of big moments in the game, four goals in the game, a penalty. So, yeah, in that sense, it was a good game. Are we happy with the point? If we had a point at half time and the game finished there, we'd have been happy, because we didn't play anywhere near the levels that we're capable of in the first half. I thought we were much, much better in the second half. I thought we were better, particularly in the middle of the park in the second half. And I thought when the game opened up, we had the better chances in the second half. So come back to 2-2. At that stage, we're in our head, we're thinking, right, we roll the dice here and go again. And then, to be fair, the front three sparked into life in the last 20, 25 minutes. So we let it sit and, look, they created chances. Gavin McAteer come on, drew a good save from the keeper. Max Hutchinson has a header, which is a superb save from the keeper. Grady should do better. We have a left-footed chance here inside the box. And Hans, off the rebound of Gavin, should do a wee bit better. So we kind of feel like, you know, we feel like maybe we left 3 points behind in the second half. But at the same time, Cove threw everything at us. You know, they put two big men up top for the last 20 minutes and asked a lot of questions of our back line. Corey had to dig us out of time. So I guess, yes, happy that we've taken something from the game, but at the same time, there was 3 points there, I think, for some one of the two teams, and we maybe should have took it.
Okay, well, that's a Cove team that have already won here this season. They beat you well down at their place back in April. So it says a lot where Harps are at now, Tommy, that you're saying that you're disappointed not to have beaten them. And that's another good team that has come here and left with only a point.
Yeah, and we talked about, obviously we talked about Cove through the week, but tonight we talked particularly before the game. Cove are a top-tier team in our division. There's no doubt about that. The game down there, they absolutely dominated us. The game here earlier in April, if you remember back, the penalty that was very, very, very dubious in that game that won a 2-1 for them. But look, we're going in the right direction. I feel the players that we've brought in the window have added to us. You can see that. You can see that with the players that are there. And I think it's pushed the whole group on a wee bit. So, look, we're going in the right direction, which is, I guess, is why it was important not to lose the game tonight, because you want that momentum and that kind of forward momentum to continue. So, it says a lot that we're disappointed. But at the same time, like I said when I spoke to Kieran Cannon on Sunday, we're not where we want to be. We think we are at least two or three places lower in the table from where we should be, and at the very least where we want to be. So, that's the challenge for the players. That's the challenge for the season. We need to get ourselves closer to the playoff spots to then give ourselves a chance in the running to break into that.
Okay, and over the next few weeks, we were just looking at the fixtures. We think four out of your next six games are here in Ballybuffet, including a home draw in the FAI Cup against Bray. So, listen, hopefully the fans will come out and start, they'll keep supporting you, and maybe a few more will come out, Tommy, because the football's good, and as you say, Harps are on an upward curve.
Yeah, we are on an upward curve, and we need people in the gate. We need people to get behind these boys. We need people to give us a bit of momentum and a bit of energy in the ground. You can feel it in the ground when the football's decent, you know, and heaven knows we spent a lot of nights out in here where it maybe wasn't good, but they're starting to play, you know. We have a wee bit of quality about us, we have a wee bit of quality on the pitch, so it's, well, there's five goals we've scored in the last two games at home, you know what I mean? We're scoring goals. We've take away tonight and the Bray game away, sorry, the UCD game away, we've had five clean sheets in the last seven, you know. Yeah. So we're definitely doing something right both ends of the pitch. But again, yeah, we just need people in to continue to back us. I guess it's a big weekend in the county for all that's going on. So after this, maybe we'll get some more in the gate and maybe kind of push us on. Okay. We have a big week ahead, you know. We have Wexford away, Bray home, and then Kerry away, which we'll take a bit of navigating. You know, we felt back in April, that game at Cove you're talking about was at the end of a three-game week. We lost Connor Touris to an injury. We had a bad day down there, so we navigated the most recent one better, and we'll look to do that this week again.